Next, bring in Western Michigan head coach Steve Hawkins. Coach Hawkins, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. Thanks for holding on the line. I realize we're a little behind schedule here, but just talk about your non-conference play and looking ahead to the conference season. You guys are undefeated at home, got a nice win last night, and just talk about how that momentum will propel you to conference play.
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting preseason. We had a lot of pieces returning, and a lot of those pieces have gotten hurt. And so what was a very experienced team at the beginning of the year is not near as experienced now. And then our strength of schedule, we had planned a very difficult schedule based on the fact that we had a lot returning, and we want to try and do that anyway. We lost our first six games against very good competition, but we've bounced back now, and it's been strange because we've been losing so many players and so many key players, but that's when the wins started to come. So I don't really have an answer for it. We're sort of evolving. Kids are getting minutes, and the kids are stepping up. And then I don't think it's a small thing. We've been talking about it in this league for a long time. It started when we finally started playing home games. And you could get a little confidence going. The teams that play home games, you know, when you look at the standings right now and the records, there's a lot of guys that have done pretty well with a lot of home games, and that's a huge benefit to the league. I heard the tail end of Rob's call there, and obviously they've won a lot on the road. That's tremendous for them. That's a little bit about where we're at, and looking forward to starting conference play now.
Thank you very much. If you have a question for Coach Hawkins, please press star one at this time.
Your first question comes from Evan Meyer, Mac Report Online.
Hi, Coach. How are you today?
Good, Evan. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, and happy New Year. Can I talk about those injuries? You played without four of your starters and four of your key players in that game at Duke a few days ago. Can you give us a progress report on your health and as you get ready for Jared Jones and Ball State?
We played last night. We beat Milwaukee last night. Mikey Douglas has a dislocated shoulder. He sat out the game. That's going to be something we're going to probably deal with. If you know anything about a dislocated shoulder, you know, it's probably going to keep coming out. You just got to manage the pain. Flenard Whitfield has been out for the better part of a month now. He's getting better. I don't know if he's going to be ready. He'll be ready soon. We're hoping it's in time for Saturday, but I'm not sure. If so, then it will be without the benefit of any practice. He hasn't practiced yet, so we'll see how he does over the next couple of days. David Brown is out for the year with a torn ACL, and Brandon Pokley. And all of these kids have started games for us. Brandon Pokley broke his foot and had a screw put in there and is out for at least another 4 weeks.
Can you talk about the West overall, Coach? Because when you concentrate much and you see these big behemoths, as I said to Coach Witherspoon in the East, you have a couple out there in the West with Jared Jones and Matt Stainbrook. Can you talk about the West overall as we start up on Saturday?
Well, I can talk on a very with very limited knowledge. I have seen very little of MAC play other than following scores. I've seen very few teams play so far. You know, and I can only speak from past experience. Obviously,
yeah.
Jared Jones is one of the best players in the league. He causes so many problems for you with his length, his size, his quickness. He looks on film. I just watched him on film last night for the first time. He looks like he's even gotten bigger in a good way. You know, so they and they're outstanding. The rest of the West, you know, we have some turnover. I had a chance to watch Central play the game against Minnesota, and they have so many pieces back, and obviously Trey Ziegler and Coimbra You know, they've got some really good size up front, very athletic, and Ernie's got the kind of team I think he really enjoys. You know, they're very defensive-minded, very physical team there. And then Northern and Eastern, I haven't seen yet, obviously, with new coaches. Toledo had a lot of pieces sitting out last year, so they've obviously had a good record, and so they're, you know, they appear to be better. So that's about as much as I could tell you right now, Evan, of the West.
That's okay. Thank you, Coach. I'll see you soon.
Okay, Evan. Thank you.
Your next question comes from Elton Alexander, Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning, Mr. Alexander.
How are you going to blend these guys back in as they come back? As you said, a lot of the good things that have happened to you have happened since several of them have been gone. So have you thought of that or given that much thought?
I will blend them in happily. You know, I'd much rather we took the floor last night. Nate Hutchison, we didn't know if he was going to be able to go either. He separated his shoulder in the Duke game, and we weren't sure if he was going to be able to play last night. He played, but was pretty limited with what he could do. Just kind of gutted his way through it. We had nine healthy bodies. Elton, one of them included Muhammad Conte, who's playing with a mask covering a broken nose, two walk-ons and two true freshmen. You know, and so I'll happily take whatever bodies we can get and start working them back into things. You know, if that's an issue, I'd rather have that issue than the issue of what we've been having to deal with and trying to find healthy people to put on the floor that can produce.
Good. Thanks, Coach. And just a last thing, if you don't mind, just any thoughts on the new on the regular season as it impacts the tournament at the end of the year? Positive, negative?
Yeah, I mean, I think as coaches, you know, we voted unanimously on the format and so in favor of the format. You know, I think that we're all on the same page there. You know, in terms of what it means to the regular season, I think it means, you know, it's probably going to take a year or two to digest, you know, I to see what kind of comes out of it. You know, it's really interesting because I always thought that maybe one of the best formats that was out there was the Horizon Leagues. And that seemed to make sense to me. You know, protect your teams, and if you win the league, reward them by letting them host the tournament. You know, and I always thought that's, you know, that's about as fair as you can get, and that's ideal. And then, you know, talking with Todd Kowalczyk at Toledo, who was in that league for a number of years, said it's the worst thing in the world, you know, when he was in there. So it's interesting how, until you get into it, you're really not sure what the positives and the negatives are going to be. But it seems to me like, obviously, the importance of being one of the top four seeds is there. We briefly talked about how it may not be bad to be a three or a four seed and actually get a game under your belt before being one of those, maybe one of the top two seeds where you're playing your first game when everybody else, when whoever it is you play has a game or two under their belt and has won.
Yeah, all interesting. Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
All right, Coach. We're going to keep things moving here. So I want to thank you for your time and best of luck against Ball State this weekend, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you.